Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
It is the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Jake, how you doing?
Doing well, James. How are you?
My ears. Ow.
The whisper actually hurts my ears more. You hadn't done that in a while. I forgot how much I loathe that. But I'm still good, Jim. Now, that rain won't ruin my parade as we march into the great upper Northwest.
Rain
as
City.
The Yankees play three games against the Seattle Mariners coming at you tonight.
They call it Rain City.
Imagine being like fully professional all the time.
No, no, it sucks. It's like when I watch Jack Curry and Bob Lorenz in the studio, I'm like impressed by it. Like they cut to them and they're like, "Well, but real words though, da 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 da," and then they cut out, and I'm like, "Holy shit, that was so cool! You didn't."
The Seattle Mariners will be running out a lineup featuring their two catchers who are having a great season in Tom Murphy and Omar Narvaez. Back to you. Imagine doing that all the time.
No, I can't. Seems like it would be
crazy.
Seems like it would be sucky almost as much as you suck the life out of the sweet nectar. Oh, ASMR. deep. Yeah, deep in my ear.
Yeah. Put that on the soundboard.
That was, well, you were in both eardrums in the middle of my brain.
Dude, that's kind of what the whisper does. It's like weird. It's not like someone whispering into your ear. It's like brain control.
People that are just listening to the podcast are probably like, what the fuck was that?
Tough open. Luckily, I've had those two professional parts to keep it going.
Yeah, that was good by you. It was really good. okay, well, the Yankees lineup is as followed. DJ LeMahieu is leading off, playing second base. Aaron Judge in right field, batting second. Your three-hole hitter, Brett the Jet Gardner. How about that? Brett batting three-hole. Glaber behind him. They split up the G's, but there's one more. Gary behind him, DHing today after the travel day, just a light day. Talkman in ahead of Gio. Am I upset they split up the G's, Jake? Yeah. Keep the G's together, you dumb idiots. Talkman splits up the G's. Gio's behind him. Romine's behind the dish, batting eighth. And Ford, coming off his big game, is at first base. So we got no Didi, no Wade, and no Cameron Maben. Now, Cameron Maben was scratched the Kershaw game. They said it was just a lineup thing, a split thing. It wasn't an injury thing, but he didn't play again today, so maybe take inventory of that in your brain.
They said he's nicked up. I forget what
they did.
He's nicked up. Didi has a bruise from the hit by pitch, and Tyler Wade hasn't been able to hit at the professional level in the past 3 years, so that's why they're on the bench.
What was Wade's?
Back to you, Bob.
Jack! No! Jack!
Mr. Curry,
did you hear what you just said about Tyler Wade?
I mean, he's working on his swing.
Jack, we got John J. Filippelli is on the line. It's like, did you say Wade's on the bench because he sucks on my network?
I only said the fact.
Wow. I don't know. Interesting lineup. Little half-hearted lineup after the intense games. The Dodgers, there's all reasons, like we kind of just said. As for the order, it really looks like they just took the lefties and put them equidistant apart from each other. Gardner, righty, righty, lefty. Righty, righty, lefty. Righty, righty, lefty. I mean, it's not hard to figure that out, how that works.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised they didn't do a little bit of a shuffle. Nine-hole Ford is still a little odd. You know, I feel like Talkman has done there. Again, it's really digging for something. But no, we're all right with this lineup. And Jim, I think the bigger thing is, and again, I think this is our level of professionalism. You could look at how many guys in the Yankees lineup and basically say they'd be the best guy in the Mariners lineup today.
Wow. It's always mean when you play this game. Watching this fight in the White Sox game, and like, this dude's head got used as a punching bag. Kind of shitty. Someone asked me to break it down.
Yeah, I didn't love that bit.
No, yeah. I'm a pussy, I guess. I like fair fights. When that guy's dangling on the bleachers and he's just pummeling his head, I'm not really into that.
Yeah, that's not a good time, IMO. I counted seven. I counted seven guys that I think would be the best player on the Mariners lineup.
Okay, so you left off Romine and Ford.
Well, okay. I didn't say names, Jack.
Yeah, well, okay. The Mariners lineup, I said this to you before we went, and I was like, right. I feel mean about this. I'm as tuned into the MLB as I've ever been. I'm not playing fantasy this year, so that's a little less. But I'm pretty tuned in. We do talking baseball. I don't know any of these guys, man. Like, I know Crawford. I know that Nola is Aaron's brother, older brother. I know Seager. I know Murphy. I know Murphy's been good of late. I don't really know anything about Nola besides his brother. Lopes, never heard of him. Fraley, never heard of him. Moore, is that the dude who threw home when no one was at home plate? Dylan Moore?
Maybe.
Okay, so that's what I know him. And then Broxton.
I've labeled in my head that way, but yeah.
So that's how I know them. And then Whistler, never heard of her.
Yeah, so that is your guy, Dylan Moore. Playing second base. Tim Lopes, I mean, this is his 18th game as a major leaguer.
Oh, so I don't feel bad about that, yeah.
No, no harm, no foul there. Keon Broxton at the bottom of the lineup, he was like a decent prospect back in the day. He's never really done anything. I think he was like a featured piece in one of those Brewer trades. Yeah, Jake, there's good facts. I'll get there. And yeah, Fraley's not a guy that you should really know. No, but I don't know. I guess Crawford through Narvaez, for us having our fingers on the pulse of this MLB season. I mean, JP Crawford was the big piece they got in that blockbuster trade with Philly. Nola, we basically only know because he's Aaron Nola's brother, but he has been playing well too. And then Seager, Murphy, Narvaez, and yeah, you're right. I mean, Matt Whistler, who's on the bump for them today. I guess he's kind of hit journeyman status. 5 years in Major League Baseball. He's played on, what are we calling it? Three different teams? This is his fourth team. So, and he has a career 5 ERA. But he's been pitching solid in a couple games for Seattle. I'm interested, Jim. He's pitched in 15 games. He has 7 starts. Oh, he might be opening, Jim.
Oh, wow. He's
definitely opening, yeah.
Wow. Game changer. We're going
That's
against
bad the, news for us.
No, that makes a lot of sense to why they did the lefties that way. Righty, righty, lefty, righty, righty, lefty, righty, righty, lefty, righty, righty, lefty. Because they're facing a bullpen day, and that makes it a little tougher for them to bring in a lefty and face 3 in a row or a righty and face 3 in a row. So everything's adding up, Jake. They call that math.
Okay, well, we know that is not our strength of this podcast, but maybe our weakness is just pure math.
Yeah, I'm really good at math.
Well,
I know that if I take... Yeah? Yeah?
What was that?
What was that?
As Schrinker says what?
Okay. All right. Cool. Do you have a what to watch for?
I think so, Jimmy. Well, I mean, we barely talked about Happer pitching for the Yankees. That would be the genuine what to watch for. He hasn't really been good. Hey, fly ball guy, Seattle's kind of the place you want to be. That would be cool if that could help him. Maybe if Hap could get a warning track fly ball caught, maybe that would be a nice little momentum thing where he could look around and be like, hey, that's been a home run all year. Nice. My actual what to watch for, Jim. Revenge game.
Ooh. Ah. Ooh. Tell me more.
This thing's not even on. Jim.
Yeah.
We have a guy in the lineup who's hot. He's changing his career as we watch. Jim, this same guy was selected in the Rule 5 draft to be on the Mariners, and they kindly said, no, thank you. We don't want you on our roster. This is getting freaky. God, I feel like, should I do the bubbles thing into this, Mike? Mike Ford, Jim.
Yes.
He was a Rule 5 draft pick for the Mariners. We just kind of, in a rude way, mocked about half of their lineup, saying we didn't know them.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and Mike Ford's obviously made some growth. And, again, we don't remember all the position battles from a year and a half ago or whenever it was. But Mike Ford, he's coming off a day where he hit a home run off Clayton Kershaw, the guy that will be remembered as basically him and Verlander will be the two pitchers we remember from whatever period of baseball we're in right now. And I don't know, man. Go get him, Mike Ford. Show them that they're human idiots, that you're hitting dingers for the Yankees. And, Jim, my bigger what to watch for this series.
Let me talk. I have stuff to say about Mike Ford.
If we win this game, we sweep the series. Easy.
Okay. Damn, man. You didn't even let me tell you I have insight. Yes, I have insight on why Mike Ford got sent back. Vogelback was pissed. He said, I'm the fat first baseman DH. Can't have two of us. They would have been forced to be friends. They would be like the Bash brothers, the Fat Brothers.
Mike Ford's fat?
No, I know that he is.
Oh, wow. I think he's thick. I don't think he's fat.
You ever seen a slow-mo of his home run swing? It's all gut.
It's not all gut. Dan Vogelbach is all gut.
Yeah, he's fat.
Come on.
Ford's big dude, man.
He's a bad weekend away from being fat, but he's, like, the measurements are all even. Like, he's as thick in his thighs as in his waist as in his upper body. I don't think Mike Ford is fat.
I think you're wrong.
Should I do a Twitter poll? Because I...
No, Twitter's the meanest
place.
I'll do
a Twitter poll.
Twitter's so mean. I think he's got a little bit of a... too much of a gut to not be fat. You don't know, maybe,
well,
sure,
I won't
maybe
put fat. Should I put like thick and chubby as the option?
He's definitely chubby. No one can argue against that.
I think he's good thick.
Sure. He's not comparable to Vogelback.
No.
Oh, I'm looking at pictures of him in a Mariners uniform now. Okay. The chat seems to be on the side that he's fat. Yeah, chats, they're all coming in now. They say fat. My what to watch for, and I have one that's my personal. And my personal is I love watching games in Seattle. Like, the aesthetics of this ballpark on camera are really nice. It always seems like crisp. So that's, I'm just excited. I was like, oh, yeah, I like watching games here, even though we're late. It's late night. No, my what to watch for is ever since Judge hit that mammoth home run here 2 seasons ago when Ryan Rucco had the great call on it, I just think there's going to be a bomb hit. I don't know if it's Judge, Glaber, Gary, or Ford. But someone, I think, is just going to hit like an absolute batting practice bomb today.
Oh, I think I got my guy.
Romine.
No. It's just dumb.
Romine. I think it's going to be Romine.
Jim, solid what to watch for.
Thank you. Mammoth home run. As big as Mike Ford.
I think you could have put that in a better bucket is the Ruco bucket that he's calling this game, and something happens when Ruco calls the game. So maybe it is a mammoth homer. We could have something weird, though.
I'm like two steps away. I was just about to pick up my phone and FaceTime Ruco. I don't think we're there yet.
No.
But like I can't – maybe like next two times we have him on the show, I'll be there. I could do it with Stucco easily.
Stucco will do anything.
If I met Stucco a month earlier, I think I would have been in his wedding party.
Still might. He might run it back just to get you in there.
Stucco's fucking awesome. Anyway, yeah, I wanted to FaceTime Ruco and say like, hey, you think there's going to be a big home run today? I hope, man. That'd be sweet.
Be cool. Yo, John boy.
Stucco, you excited for the game tonight? Yeah! All right. Hap, let's look at Hap versus the Mariners. Hap faced the Mariners early this year. He went 5 innings pitched, 0 earned runs. Now, all the pitchers did pitch yesterday, Jake, and then traveled. So, the pitching path to victory is they hope they can go Hap to Sessa. Or Hap to Guerin, or whatever their second guy is, Nestor. They're hoping that that's the formula. Hap for 6, that guy for 3. They're hoping that they don't need to use Chad and the Four Horsemen at all today. That's my opinion. That's my guess of what they're hoping. I think that, you know, if they need to use one or two or whatever, they'll see what they have, especially with good pitchers going to next two games. But we need at least 5 out of Hap. 6 would be ideal, so 3 from the other guys. Hap versus this lineup. Kyle Seager has some numbers, 18 plate appearances, 5 hits, 3 home runs. So that adds up for Hap. And then the rest is not a lot. Broxton has 2 hits and 3 at-bats, and that's really all.
And Jim, I'll tie it to my original what to watch for. Corey Guerin. 2019 Seattle Mariners pitched 48 games for them. he was a part of this squad. So yeah, double revenge game now.
Double revenge. Those are V's for venge.
V for venge, bro.
Double venge. Double venge.
Double venge.
Have we faced this Whistler dude before?
Whistler?
Does anyone
barely know her?
Does anyone even like him?
If this guy's 17 votes on the Mike Ford poll, 76% thick, 24% chubby.
What's the difference there?
Chubby is more rude than thick. Like a running back can be thick, but there's few running backs you'd say like they're chubby.
I wouldn't know what to put. I think he's both. If I think he's both, then what do I answer in the poll?
So basically it would be chubby if you think he's fat, which you've stated numerous times now. And it would be thick if you think like he's got a little extra meat, but he's still athletic.
What if I think both?
I mean, you clearly have a lean one way.
I think they're the same thing. I can't figure this out.
I think you're letting...
Tell me a guy who's thick and not chubby. Can you tell me that? I need an example of a thick, not chubby guy.
Thick, not chubby guy. I'll think on it. We'll get there.
Okay. Deal. So, Homer draft?
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft, I guess.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. I won last week against Joe's and BBD. You lost.
That's a bummer. Those hacks.
I had a 3 home run day. Did you see that?
I did see that. I was happy for you.
Thanks. And I get to go first today.
Go get him.
I'm taking Gary.
Nice.
Because if I didn't take him, you were going to take him like such a snake bitch.
Ooh, okay. That came off hot.
Yeah, you know you were.
Mike Ford, redemption game. That's obvious. The thick Mike Ford. And I will be taking, and this is my guy who popped into my head when we mentioned that potential mammoth homer that you're just like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Gio Urshela.
Gio Urshela, okay. The chat is saying that Voit is more thick than chubby, but Voit is jacked. Like, he's all muscle. You seen him with his shirt off?
Yeah. I think Ford has a little pouch, but I mean, not like the dude has like flabby arms or anything.
No, I just think gut. Big guy.
I wouldn't call it a gut.
I feel like you haven't seen a slow-mo of him
swing. You see it when his shirt is tucked into baseball fans and he does a big follow-through.
Yeah.
Like, anyone's going to have a little bit of, like, a gut there.
No one else on the Yankees does, besides CeCe.
No. That's a gut.
Oh, well, CeCe's fat.
Like, yeah.
There's no dancing around that one.
Yeah.
All right, I'm taking Gary. And, dude, I feel like this calls my name a lot. I'm taking Gardner. It's just three-hole Gardner. I just feel like...
Yeah.
He gets angry when they put him in the top of the lineup. And he had a big game the other day, the triple, first to third, doing a lot. Gardner's doing a lot these days. A big catch in center field. Like, keep it going, Gardy. I'm taking Gary and Gardy. You're taking Ford and Gio Urshela.
Sean Corby.
Yeah.
So we're getting more reaction to the Mike Ford. We're at 258 votes, 80% thick, 20% chubby, which we know we're
I don't know what those mean.
We have gray on those lines anyway, so we've got a couple interesting things here. Patrick Bishop, a friend, he said beefy. I think that's fair.
That's fair.
Cespedes Family Barbecue said padded.
Yeah, these are just nice ways to say what they don't want to say, like he's got a big old gut on him.
No, it's not a big old gut.
Let me search Mike Ford Yankees naked.
Jared Saul, friend of Talking Yanks, he said husky. I think that's a pretty good word.
I think they're making fun of you using the same word in the poll, and they're just using more of the same.
No, there's a difference. There's a chubby's like rude. Like, Mike Ford is still a professional athlete who, like, can do stuff. Like, Vogelbach, you don't look at and say athlete.
Yeah, you say fucking sexlete.
What'd you just say?
I said, shut your butt. I'm trying to find, because you know what? The pictures do him a lot of justice. It's really the motion. It's the motion shots.
No, I know what you're talking about. When he takes a big swing and the jersey's tight and the pants are tight, there's that little bit of overhang, and that's fine.
Yeah, I'm watching video now. I take back the fat comment. I'm wrong. I'm watching video, and there must be like one video stuck out in my mind that was slow-mo swing, because I just watched him field the ball and run from home to second, and fat wasn't the right word. So I revoke it. I take it back.
And that's fine.
I rebut it.
It's rebutted.
Yeah. I'll just have to go kill myself now.
No doubt's helped. Whoa. The black unis were huge for Mike Ford. Those were slimming on him.
I didn't think so. So now don't put me back in.
Wow. This. Back at zero.
Okay. Don't put me back. I didn't think they were a good look on him. I thought they were a worse look on him.
What's the chat got going on?
The chat is, he's thick. Thank you, thank you. He's thick. Serena is thicker.
Sean Corby said John Boy-esque.
Yeah. But minus all the muscle and height.
Right.
We probably have similar guts, is what I'm thinking.
I could see similar.
Yeah. Now some people are saying that I shouldn't revoke it. TD is saying I shouldn't have revoked it.
He wants you to stay on it. I mean, I...
Whatever. What else do we do on this show? Oh, over-under. Come on, where you at?
What do you think it is?
Dude, they were so low in the Dodgers, and... Fucking, like... The National League has 8 outs a game, Jake. It just... It blows my mind every time, like, how stupid that is.
It's, yeah, I mean, it just...
Anyway.
It honestly, it's always affected how I look at National League stats. Like, it's just different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to guess that they have this at 10.5.
That seems like the safe bet. I'll go 10 to be cute. Maybe the Mariners are just bad. I don't know.
I'll go 10 to be cute. Maybe the Mariners are just bad. I don't know.
10.
Nice. That was very cute of you.
It's 10.
I'm taking the over. 6 home runs.
6 home runs, huh?
No, I think there will be 2.
Let's see. Tom Murphy's going to hit a home run, and that's obvious. Oh, this is tough, Jimmy. I'm kind of thinking the push again. I'm going over.
Wow, cool. Thanks, bud.
Probably don't have a good pin today.
Yeah. You didn't get a single over-under right last series.
You brought in those hacks.
You blew it.
I
have lies on embarrassing. We have to do the voicemail episode after this.
Do you want the bubble noise again?
Yeah, do the bubble noise, and then we're out of here. We got to go to the voicemail episode.
That'll be the send-off.
If you're a Patreon, come join us, because clearly we're a bit loopy. See you guys.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.